And this first one is called Places We Call Home. This is the center, the great hub, its spokes moving along broad, straight roads to the cardinal directions, roads wide as runways, perhaps more for ritual than travel, to 1,000 outlier communities north as far as Batatican and Kitzsiel, south to Pacumé. The great houses stand either side of this broad wash under hovering cliffs and sky that is always blue, even when roiling clouds bulk before releasing infrequent rain. On the desert, water can kill as surely as it saves. Pueblo Bonito, Chetro Kettle, Kinkletso, Pueblo Alto, and Casa Rinconada, names that inhabit the mouth or slip off the tongue from early inhabitants, explorers and scholars, sometimes reflecting what happened here and sometimes not. Shimming up the long fracture of rock above Pueblo Bonito, my camera pack catches in the narrow crack. I turn to free myself and move to where I can look down on the half moon like a scale model, its tiny figures appearing and disappearing room to room. I have come here with the woman I love, intending to camp, then dissuaded by mosquitoes. With grandchildren, I must convince to leave broken pottery where it lies, with friends who suffer in the midday heat or cannot still their racing hearts. Each visit, I look for the mountain lion, tiny petroglyph figure on the cliff that borders a trail, linking one house with another. Each visit, I run my hand the length of Chetro Kettle's wall, ponder its array of kivas, or try to spot the Moki steps I'll never climb. January 22nd, 1941. I was 4 years old when 30,000 tons of rock fractured and fell on Pueblo Bonito, destroying its north wall and 65 rooms. What other Chaco dates weave in and out of mine before, during, or beyond our passage? There will always be a next time, I tell myself, another visit to contemplate witheral shame or learn about the 18.2-year intervals when earth and sky align and a sliver of light descends a wall, changing the course of prehistory. Here, swallows nest in little pockets of mud on sandstone walls that drip with desert varnish. Petroglyphs bear sad bullet holes. Each season picks up where the one before it vanished, and the sun always keeps its promise to itself. Maybe I lived here once, or visited from north or south. Maybe the tiny turquoise bead you placed in my hand is from a string I wore 800 years ago. Maybe we all return to the places we call home.